This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Adam Smith. Adam's a fascinating entrepreneur. He's an investor. He's a financier. He's a business builder. We're going to talk to him today about a career in private equity and some of his insights and thoughts on it. Adam, take a moment and introduce yourself, and then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what is it like to have a career in private equity? What does that look like today?
Yeah, it's good to be back with you today. Very much enjoying your various podcasts. You're doing a great job and a lot of interesting guests on your platform. I have been in and around private equity for 25 years, certainly a growing industry. I've covered a couple of different corners of the industry, from starting our own private equity firms as management firms, working for larger private equity firms, and then starting in M&A, doing some private equity, and really working on middle market M&A transactions with founders and family-owned businesses and entrepreneurs, with companies that look very similar to the private equity affiliates and investments that we made over the years. And then in more recent years, as the market's gotten more competitive and I've moved away from doing our own independent fund the sponsor buyouts, I've had tens of clients and boards and entrepreneurs consulting them on strategy, corporate development, financing, governance, more within mid to late stage venture, and some family office clients. And along the way, formed several management firms to house those activities across venture, private equity, and family office work, and still manage those several companies today.
Fantastic. And talk about sort of like the traditional career path in private equity for somebody coming out of college. What does that look like today? Is that still the path? You go to work for an investment bank as an analyst for a couple of years, then you go to work, you know, then in the old days you went back and did an MBA, or went to be a relative junior associate of private equity fund. Mm-hmm. What does the path look like today for private equity funds and careers in private equity?
Mm-hmm. I think it's looking pretty good, I would say, compared to 10 or 20 years ago. There are certainly more organizations, as you and McGuire know, that there are several thousand private equity firms. And if you include related firms, I think there are many hundred or several thousand more, right? Between the mezzanine funds, the structured equity funds, the co and direct investor institutional investor funds, and then larger family office firms, not to mention the 1,000 plus independent sponsors that are growing, and then this 500 SPACs. So I would say on the supply side, the industry has matured further, and there's more opportunities. And then on the demand side, in terms of business school students, let's say, and perhaps college, I think there's probably there's lesser amount of growth with that consistency. So theoretically, there should be more opportunities. But at the same time, I think the bar is still quite high, and it requires, of course, having good experiences, good pedigree, good recommendations, but also working that network. And as you know, I've had to build a tremendous network because it was required to create that resource when you're working in smaller partnerships or you're doing your own deals and have that network to tap into. So I think even though there's a lot of more organizations, it's important for business school graduates or younger to definitely build their network. Could be with alumni like myself, could be with a lawyer like yourself, and perhaps their family or their companies have worked with the firm before, and then really build that network thoughtfully within the alumni base of that school's circle within the world.
And Adam, let me ask you a question, because you mentioned something which is so true. If you look at 10 or 20 years ago, there were a very limited number of private equity funds. Many of them were New York based. There were very few spots. It was very hard to get into private equity funds. Now, in terms of private investing, there's private equity funds, there's family offices, there's independent sponsors. there's private debt funds, there's private debt credit funds, there's private real estate funds, and there's more, yeah. Now there's special purpose acquisition companies as well. So there's a whole variety of different opportunities out there. And then in terms of the graduates, do the graduates have to have done a couple of years in investment banking first? Can they come right out of college to private equity funds today or some of these other avenues, independent sponsors, family offices, and so forth?
Right.
What does that look like in terms of coming right out of, you know, right out, or do they have to work for a couple of years as an analyst at a bank or something like that first?
Right. Again, I think it's similar to it has been, but after having hired 35 to 40 MBA interns the last 20 years and several now from Columbia Business School and Stanford and other schools, I think that those that have relevant, strong, traditional and analytical strategic mindset work prior to business school are going to stand out to the finance community, the private equity community, hiring those people, which is a little bit different than what the business schools necessarily look for in hiring those people into the business school to have a differentiated student base, right? So I think having relevant background before, which historically has been investment banking consulting or corporate development with an operating company, say McAndrews & Forbes or Revlon or something like that. That's really valuable to have either before business school, during business school, or more importantly, after business school. I think just because there's a tremendous growth in the investing business for younger entrepreneurs, and we're looking at this now with Wisdom Board is to be supportive and provide resources to entrepreneurs, including younger entrepreneurs, is that there is an opportunity to go into the direct investing business more so today. But that
so
does...
Let me ask you a question. If you're a young graduate, you know, one of these brilliant young people from one of the undergraduate business programs,
right,
you know, who wants to go into sort of, you know, would rather go right into an investment place,
right,
versus an investment bank, break down private equity versus family offices versus independent sponsors, and just talk for a moment about the differences in some of those and where there may or may not be opportunities coming right out of college.
Yeah.
Or as a very young professional.
Yeah. Right out of college, I think there are more opportunities, but I don't necessarily recommend that for those people thinking about a more diversified career, because once you go into investing, once you go into the buy side, typically 80% of the time, as I have, and most people have after going into the buy side, which has been the coveted area of finance, if not many industries, you're never going to really go back. You're not going to move from the buy side. And once you go into the buy side, you're unlikely to be involved in operating companies or go into consulting, going into investment banking. That's going to be very rare, like under 10%, under 5%. So from the diversity of career standpoint, but also creating and building the intellectual resources to become impactful and competitive in the investing business, I recommend to not go into the buy side initially from college or from business school if possible. And, you know, you can always do some deals on the side, right? You can consult at a venture capital firm or a private equity firm or family office, perhaps as an internship or just personally. But if you don't build that grounded base of, let's say, investment banking skills or consulting skills, you're probably not going to have, you're not going to go down that road later on.
Fascinating. So the concept is you get a deeper, broader experience with starting consulting, starting on the sell side through investment banking, sort of understand. And then when you become, end up on the buy side or the credit side, you have just a very different perspective than you otherwise would. And that would be sort of the perspective of building a career and building greater skills.
I think so, because you can always source, you can always work in corporate development and source deals. You can build a network, you can find opportunities, but without having training for at least a year or 3 years, ideally, even though you can get into business school, even though you can get those jobs, It's going to be very challenging to really break apart a company, regardless of what type of investment it is. Especially the larger and later stage you go. As you go into growth equity, you have to understand the strategic dynamics of the industry. So if you come from BCG, you're going to understand that.
Another question. Now, let's say you've done your first few years, you've done an MBA, pros and cons of going to work for a private equity fund, a private debt fund, a family office, an independent sponsor. Just a couple thoughts and maybe quick pros and cons on, you know, one versus the other.
Okay. So the pros of going more traditional route would be you gain the pedigree, the network, the core skills. You're going to work more. You're going to maybe make more in cash and build the building blocks for the future. And you can always stay in that industry as a more traditional business or corporate role, right? Investment banking, consulting, let's say. If you go into, you can transition there into investing later or buying your own company, let's say becoming an independent sponsor. If you go into private equity, like I did after business school, which I did after investment banking, then you could have a career in buy side for the rest of your career. You can always go into the operating company role later. The lastly is going into a family office is certainly can be sexy or can be exciting, but if it's a smaller organization, you have to have a really high conviction with that culture, with those people and the role, because there's more risk in that context from a career perspective in terms of your next moves.
Right. I mean, you can end up with a single boss, a single family. If you don't end up loving that single family doesn't allow for opportunities for you to share in profits or become a partner, which they really generally don't. Sharing profits, yes. Become a partner, become an owner, no. You end up with a different limited amount of opportunities, possibly in the family office side versus in the private equity side or private debt side. And what about, take a moment on the independent sponsor side.
Yeah.
Take me back. Any thoughts on a career with independent sponsors?
Sure. Well, I've been one off and on for 21 years and also consulted and mentored many others and had a lot of staff go through and interns and people and operators go through our independent sponsor platform. So I would say that learning has allowed me to understand that industry, that role, and the risk reward profile. It's very risky, but also lots of reward. And to be successful at it, you have to have a complete set of building blocks to execute it successfully, at least successfully more than once. So again, I think I would not recommend for most people out of business school to pursue an independent sponsor role unless they're very well financially supported and or they have a very large network already, which they can tap into if that role is not successful for them. And secondly, the more time you spend doing deals, the more you learn, the more deal flow you have, the more network you have, the more likely you're going to be successful as an independent sponsor. And like myself, when I began independent sponsor work, I didn't know how long that would run for. And it's ended up running for almost 20 years. So it's definitely a path for commitment. And you have to also stay committed to the individual investments themselves. And those could last longer than you think. They can last 5 or 10 years.
Fascinating. What a great discussion on sort of early part of career, sell side consulting versus buy side, and then later careers in PE, whether PE funds, private debt, family offices, independent sponsor,
yeah,
and the different pros and cons of each. Adam, always tremendously helpful to visit with you. I want to thank you for joining us in Becker Private Equity Podcast. We can't wait to visit with you again, and we'll talk more about sort of what you're seeing in the market today, trends in private equity, trends in where cash is flowing, and more. Adam Smith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a nice day.